Over the last 2 years, I have had the opportunity to talk to hundreds of guys for hundreds of hours about mostly failed relationships, failed divorces, or failed marriages, I should say, successful divorces, failed girlfriends, just things that didn't work out for one reason or another. And there is a pattern. And I noticed it the other day and I thought, you know, I need to make a video on this because I think it would save a lot of guys a lot of pain if they could just recognize this pattern. In almost every single one of these cases, every man believed that she was the prize. Every one of them thought that they were getting something for free. Like, she was special. She was outstanding. She was too beautiful for them. She was out of their league. He was punching over his weight. Whatever it was, he just thought that he was getting something special. And that caused him to put on those rose-colored glasses. And everything turned into a pink mist. And it's very hard to see the red flags through that pink mist. So today I want to talk to you guys about why she's not the prize. Really, you are. And how you navigate attracting women once you are the prize. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. There are a plethora of mistakes that men make during the process of attracting a woman. And a lot of it has to do with judgment and self-confidence. The first one that I see very commonly is believing on some level that in order for them to progress in their life, they need to attract a woman, that it's part of the process, that she is critical to their development as a man. And this is complete bullshit. There is no value to this thought at all. Men think oftentimes that in order for them to finally get to a place where they have arrived in their lives, that a woman has to be there with them. And that just isn't true. I think a lot of guys get this idea from society, this social pressure. Sometimes it comes from mothers and grandmothers and maybe friends and family are trying to put pressure on them to settle down, to finally find the right girl, that sort of thing. We see it in our movies and books and, you know, all kinds of Disney-esque stories online, etc. And we feel like we're being left out, like we're being rejected, and that getting a woman in some way confirms our value, that she gives us a layer of legitimacy that we're missing without her. And again, this just is not true at all. In fact, this is a huge, huge mistake. Going along with that, a lot of guys think that a woman needs to be the purpose of their lives, where having a woman is central to the next layer, the next step in their evolution as a man, and that they can't really grow or continue to have a life unless they have a woman in it. And so what ends up happening is these guys are, you know, gonna come across some terribly flawed pretty girl who is going to hook up with them, and then they are going to think that this is love. They're gonna put on those rose-colored glasses. They're not gonna recognize all the problems that she has. They're gonna rush into something relatively quickly, within say 12 months, and they're gonna have a ring on their finger, and they're gonna think they've arrived. And then 6 months later, they're gonna think, maybe that was a little too quick. Maybe that was a mistake. Maybe I should have done something differently. This is the way I have seen it with most of the guys that I've spoken to, where they are caught up in a whirlwind romance. And women in a whirlwind romance are going to push the agenda. They're gonna try to go up that escalation ladder of commitment so that they can get you hemmed in, where eventually you're just going to have to commit. You're gonna have to go that extra mile and marry them. And, you know, I think that at the moment when it's happening, these guys are all on board. They think this is the right thing. They believe, or at least are telling themselves, that they're doing the right thing. But the truth of the matter is there is a little voice inside them in almost every single case where they realize that this probably isn't what they should be doing. But they take this like attitude of, well, this is my best option. And because this is my best option right this minute, I'm just gonna go with it and hope for the best. I'm gonna do whatever I can. You know, that is really a terrible way to approach it. Back in the olden days, even before my time, a woman finding a good man was a big, big deal. A big deal. That's why families got involved. That's why fathers got involved. They wanted to make sure that the girls in the family, the daughters, were going to be connected to good men, men who were of means, men who had high character, men who could support them, men who could provide them with a family, men who could provide security for them, all that stuff. Finding a good man was very, very valuable. And today, it's just as valuable. The problem is that most men jump into relationships before they are really good men. Like, they really don't have very much to offer when they get into it, especially when you're young. It's all about romance and the pink mist and the love and all that bullshit. And you really got nothing, you know, behind that. Like, you've got no oomph to it, you know? In order for you to be a man of value, a prize, you have got to have built out your life to a certain degree. Like, you've got to be focused from the very beginning about where you're going with this whole life thing, you know? Like, what is your dream for yourself? And you've got to really build that out to a place where you are well on your way to the success that you envision for yourself. But building out your life as a high value guy to make you the prize is the most important thing you can do when it comes to attracting a woman. You do not want to be the one doing the chasing in this relationship. You want her to be the one doing the chasing. It hasn't happened not very often in my life, but I can remember four or five different women who very clearly chased after me. And all those relationships were easy. They were fun. They were light. They were, you know, it was just such an enjoyable experience to be the prize. We men need to do that shift as a whole. We need to stop thinking about pursuing women. Women should be pursuing you. And I know you think, well, John, how is that going to happen? Well, you've got to build it out. You have got to make yourself into a man worth pursuing. That means you got to do what you can to make yourself as good looking and as healthy as you can. You got to make yourself as financially well off as you can. You've got to make yourself thoughtful, intuitive, intellectual. You've got to raise your game all the way across the board. And when you do that, the likelihood that you're going to attract a woman goes through the roof. Even if you don't, let's say you do all that and still get zilch. You know, no girls come after you. No women are coming after you. Well, you're still way better off than you were before. You know, so it's a win-win situation. Whether or not you attract a woman or not is secondary. It's like if you're preparing a meal, you know, it's like your life is the main course. You know, that is the whole thing. What you want for yourself is the main course. That's the steak and the potatoes and the veggies and all that stuff. You know, the woman, she's not even just the dessert. She's more like the cherry on top of the dessert. You know what I mean? It's like she is the afterthought. And you have to have that as your approach to women. Because if you don't, and you prioritize them in your life, and you think you need to pursue them, and you make them, you know, you put them out of perspective, then they will take advantage of you. And you will always be the one doing the chasing. And the last thing you want is to be in a long-term relationship with a woman where she's got the upper hand and you're doing all the chasing, because she will take advantage of you. And she will, you know, use all the levers that she has in a relationship to get you to perform the way that she wants you to perform. Most attractive women live their lives as celebrities. So they're used to being treated like that, you know? They want men to chase them. But they don't have a lot of respect for those guys that do. And if you happen to land one of those women, very oftentimes it's just because her biological clock is ticking and she had to make an acceptance and say, well, I'm just gonna go with the guy I got, you know? He's good enough. He may not be what I want, but he's good enough. Fuck that. You don't wanna be the good enough guy. You don't wanna be the guy that she settles for. No, absolutely not. You want to be the guy that she's trying for. You want to be the guy that she's aiming at. You want to be the guy that she's willing to go the extra mile for, that she will jealously guard. Like, she wants to make sure that you're hers. And she will do everything in her power to make sure that that's the case. Because anything short of that is going to leave you in a vulnerable position where at some stage in your relationship, she's going to start using the upper hand, the levers that she has to control your life and to manipulate your autonomy. And that is the worst set of circumstances that you can be in, because really what's happened here is you've lost the leadership role in the relationship. You're no longer setting the agenda. She's setting the agenda. And if she's setting the agenda, then you're basically her appendage. You're just doing whatever she needs and wants whenever she wants it. And yeah, she'll never respect you. You'll never respect yourself. The relationship inevitably will end poorly, and you'll be sad and sorry, and you'll be calling me up and telling me all the sad stories about your marriage and why you're getting divorced. And quite honestly, I think it can be avoided. I think if you go into this thing with your head up and you have some clarity about what you are going to be and who you want to be and the kind of woman that you want to attract, then you can absolutely find her. Another thing that I've noticed is that most guys don't have a clue about what kind of woman they want. They just want whatever woman comes along. Like, she's got all the parts, she's got to be okay, right? Don't settle. If there's any advice I can give you, it's that. It's like, get clarity about what you want, what kind of woman fits into your life. If you have confidence and faith that you're going to attract the right woman and you do the things necessary to attract her, if you can be the guy that she's looking for, you will find her. I promise. But I think too many guys lack the confidence, and they think that if they can get any woman to like them, they should just grab hold of that situation and make the most of it. Immediately jump into I love yous and commitments, and next thing you know, you're wearing a ring and having babies, and then everything goes downhill after that. So do not allow yourself to get into a situation where you don't have clarity about whether the girl that you're with is the right girl for you. Don't meet a girl and then decide if her qualities are acceptable to you. Have in your head, before you meet anyone, what you're looking for, what qualities are acceptable and which qualities are not acceptable. And those not acceptable ones are deal breakers. Like, they can't be negotiable. They've got to be things like, no, if she acts like that or she behaves in this manner, that's a non-starter for me. That is a deal breaker. She is out the door no matter what. And each one of us has our own criteria. For me, you know, it's going to be tons of tattoos. If I see lots of tattoos on a girl, like a whole sleeve, I don't care how hot she is, I am not going to hook up with that girl. I don't know where she's been. She's, you know, that's just not cool with me at all. The nose rings, you know, eyelid rings, whatever. Fuck that. No, if you're going to, you know, damage your body in that way, I don't want anything to do with you. You don't have any self-respect. Fuck that. You're trying to tell people you got trauma in your life. I don't want to deal with that trauma. You know, I want someone who is well-established in their own life, someone who's got kindness as a very high level quality, someone who is open-minded and thoughtful and nurturing, you know, someone who is smart enough to have a healthy conversation with me, someone who can open doors and enlighten me to her perspective and give me ideas that maybe I didn't have before. I don't want to meet some girl that I've got to do everything for and I've got to take care of her all the time and who has all these negative things that occurred in her past that I've got to help her work out. No, I don't want to be your therapist. No. Anyway, you guys got to have an avatar in your head for what you're looking for, because if you don't, you're just going to take whatever you get. And that is a huge, huge mistake. Know what you want and know what it looks like when you see it. You know, and I'm not just talking about the physical stuff. I'm talking about psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is that makes you tick. You make sure that you're getting that in this relationship. And if you're not, move on. I think the one thing that most guys don't want to admit to themselves is that having an attractive woman on their arm gives them external validation. It's their way of perceiving that the world sees them as someone special. I was working with a couple a few months ago, and they were both beautiful people. And when I met the guy initially, he's the one who contacted me, he told me about what it felt like to walk through a room with his beautiful wife on his arm. She was pissed off at him. She was getting ready to leave him. So he was telling me about how much he valued her and why he valued her. And that was one of the first things he told me. And she was beautiful. I met her and we talked, and she was a smart girl, smart woman, beautiful people. And I can see why he would think that. But that is a type of sickness, just FYI. That is external validation. That is perceiving the world through the eyes of other people looking at you and then valuing that perception. How fucked up is that? Think about that just for a second. You're seeing the world perceptively through the eyes of people who are looking at you, and then you are superimposing your perspective, your judgment, on yourself through their eyes and determining that it has value. That's crazy. That's crazy talk when you hear it like that, right? It's crazy. But I believe that's very, very common. That's not, I mean, I'm picking on this guy a little bit, but that is not uncommon. That is a very, very common thing. And I have to admit, even when I first met my wife, she was beautiful. She was a showgirl. You know, I'm walking through the streets of New York City with her, and I'm thinking, everyone's looking at me thinking, what a hot girl. What did he must be hung. Like, how did he get her? He must be rich, something, you know? And I'm thinking, now, why would I care, much less put the ideas in my head from other people's heads about what they might be thinking about me at any given moment? You know what I mean? And why should that even be important? But a lot of men have that perception. You know, they think that it's like driving the Lamborghini, you know? It's like, yeah, everyone thinks I'm really cool because I have this cool car, you know? And I have this cool girlfriend, I have this cool wife, whatever it is. If we think that it's gonna make us look like we're successful. So here's my advice to you, based on everything that I've seen. Recognize that in order for you to find the right woman, you need to be the right man. And in order to be that man, you have got to be the prize. And being the prize means building out your life, having a vision for your future, putting pieces in place so that you can be a valuable asset to any wonderful woman that you might want to share your life with. Do not make her the prize, ever. Never make her the prize. Even if you think she's way above your weight, you know, in terms of she's a beautiful girl, she's, you know, she's a 10, you're a 5. Don't ever let on that that's the case. Don't ever make her believe that you think that she is better than you in any way, shape, or form. Never put her on a pedestal. That's the old saying. Because when you put her on a pedestal, she's going to spend her life looking down at you. So don't ever do that. Never do that. You have to be the prize in the relationship. You need to attract women to you. You need to develop the skills to recognize when women are attracted to you so that you can make your move when you notice that they are coming on to you. You need to be aware of when that's happening. Have an avatar of the kind of woman that you want. Don't just go out dating willy-nilly thinking you're going to find somebody and then hook up with them and that's going to be whoever it is you marry. No. You need to know what it is that you're looking for. Don't be distracted by the next shiny thing that comes along. That's what happens. You know, some beautiful girl comes on to you and suddenly all those things that you thought were important go out the window because she's hot. No. You've got to stick to your guns. You've got to realize what it is that you're looking for. And if having a physically attractive woman is important to you, then you need to put that on the avatar. But you've also got to have those other characteristics. And most importantly, you've got to have your list of deal breakers. You cannot just accept all the negative qualities that some random woman is going to bring into your life. Just because she's beautiful and she likes to have sex with you doesn't mean she's a good match, okay? You've got to have to see the qualities that you want and the qualities that you will not put up with. And you've got to be able to have the guts to stand by your guns. And that is actually almost like an act of faith. When you do that, when you dismiss a woman from your life because she is not meeting your criteria, it gives you a sense, not just of confidence, but also a sense of self-respect. When I did that to a woman recently, because she was acting crazy, and I told her I didn't have room in my life for crazy. And I gave her like 4 opportunities to not be crazy, but she kept being crazy. And I told her that was it. That was it. I can't have crazy in my life. My life is good. I don't have room for crazy. Anyway, she blew up and she was very sad and mad and all that. But at the end of the day, I felt really good about myself for having the self-respect to stand up to that situation. Because she was, you know, crazy girls are fun in bed, just FYI. But they're not fun to be in a relationship with. They're not fun to have as a part of your life. Having your emotions swinging up and down because she's a crazy person is not going to be beneficial to you in the short term or the long term. So don't allow it into your life. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who might benefit from it, please share it with them. In the meantime, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.